Hello, everybody. This is Pops and Jakey T from the Black Mike Studio in Northeastern Pennsylvania. I hope everybody's well today and doing fine. Yeah. So it was. I wish this heat would give us a break. Man, I'm live.
It's hot, man. I've been
humid,
sweating.
Humid, yeah. So I know we had rain, but it didn't even cool it off.
Yeah, exactly.
Today
is, what is it, Friday?
Obviously. Yeah, it's Friday,
dude. And I always do it on a Friday. I don't know why I asked that question. Let me think. Big things in the news.
Oh, Walmart?
Walmart ain't going to be holding on Thanksgiving anymore.
And they're giving their employees a bonus, I guess.
$300, I think.
Yeah, if you're full-time.
And $150 for part-time.
Yeah, well, that's pretty decent.
That's a good thing to do.
When I was a kid, nothing was open on Thanksgiving. I don't care what it was.
Now it's open every...
Not even gas stations.
It's usually open every year.
So that's cool. So
it's cool.
well, what I was thinking of, heard something in the news. Let me think. Well, one of the things we're going to talk about later on
is vacations.
The show is about vacations, good and bad ones. So
yeah.
That should be interesting. So we just got back last week. We didn't get one on because we were up in New York, Lake George, buying Funko Pops. I think.
I spent like $100 at a place of $100 on Funko Pops alone.
Yeah.
And I spent another couple hundred on the rest of the Funko Pop, the rest of the series I want to collect. So,
yeah,
I got almost all of them besides like three or four.
How many do you have now?
All together, 107.
Oh, okay. So
I'm running out of room.
That's okay. I collect stuff too. I collect
Pez.
Pez, yeah, hundreds of Pez.
Yeah, but these things I have set up everywhere. There, upstairs, my old room,
right.
Every place I have.
We hope to
build this
one day when we build a room.
Yeah, I know. Before I run out of money from the government, thank you, government, for giving me money.
So, that's a big fight in Congress right now.
Yeah, the stimulus,
what they're going to do about it. They're scared of that people ain't going back to work because they get more money than what they're paid. Well, ain't that a shame?
I know.
You know what I mean? Maybe the company should pay them more.
Yeah. Exactly.
They're making the big bucks and the little guy's making crap. So
making
nothing.
Peanuts.
Yeah. And then they wonder why people, are hurt and don't want to go back to work because they're making more than what they could if they were. So, but a new company's taking over our one section. So, I'm going to look for a new job or have to go back doing what I was doing, loading trucks and unloading trucks. So.
Yeah. It's just, they're in this whole quarantine. This whole quarantine's been going on since what? March?
Yeah. Now they found out that now the younger people are getting it.
Yeah, they're carriers.
They're saying because of hanging out in bars and.
That's just like kids in my school are hanging out. And I'm like, I understand missing your friends. I understand hanging out with people. But wear a mask. Be safe. Be cautious. Whatever. Like, I don't know. I'm funny about that,
yeah,
I guess.
If you think you have it, don't go. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Simple as that.
You're right.
So, but they say you might not know that you have it.
Yeah, that's true, yes.
And you could get, but now they're having a big debate on if they're going to open up school. I know Allentown School District ain't opening up. After the first quarter.
Really?
Yeah, it's going to be viral again online.
So, I mean, after the first quarter, that's like till, I think it was October or November is the first quarter.
Yeah. And they don't know if little kids can pass it on to the teachers. There's a big... person says one thing, one person says
the other.
Else, right, so...
I'm applying for college. I'm still doing that. I mean, I'll finish probably tonight or tomorrow, but I want to go to college. It's a whole big thing.
I just want you to graduate a normal graduation.
Yeah,
like
I want to. Yeah.
People got burned.
Oh, yeah. Tonight's their graduation online.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. At 8:10. At 8:10. Have an online graduation.
How are they doing that?
Live streaming it.
From people's houses?
No. They have the football field, the football stadium.
Oh, really?
They're live streaming it. So. Yeah, that's going on tonight.
So if you hear music in the background, people on our porch.
Yeah, they're having fun. Whatever.
Yeah. So
hopefully it's nothing. As long as we talk over it, we won't get anything.
So
I don't know. Honestly,
there's still riots in Oregon.
Yeah.
Then the federal government sending troopers.
That's like, you know what?
They call them stormtroopers.
Yeah. You know what? How is
it? To protect the building, that federal...
What?
Federal courthouse.
I heard a guy, yeah. I think it was the mayor or whatever, governor of Chicago or something like that, said, I won't let Trump bring his feds or whatever, bring his military into my city or into my, you know.
But in Chicago, there's like 100 people dying like
then,
1 week.
And then 2 days later, he let Trump come in at the federal.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So all it took was a phone call, I guess, to get him on his side.
But yeah, Trump's trying to calm this thing down. It's way out of hand now in some cities. Around here, it's not too bad. No. There's nothing really going on around here.
I mean, still some stuff happens. Like, look at what happened in Allentown. You know, it happened, like, what, 2 weeks ago or last week?
Yeah, but there's only, like, 100 people protesting.
Yeah.
I'm
okay at peaceful protesting.
It's okay, yeah, right. That's okay to protest. That's your right to protest.
Exactly.
So. But, I'm surprised about protesting, right? Because it only happened, like, way back when Vietnam was going on. Was
like this.
Yeah.
Like this, you mean, yeah.
But I don't think there was that rioting. I think it was just protesting. Look at the people at Kent State got shot.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know?
They got shot for no reason. Isn't Kent State where they had no reason to shoot them? They just shot them. They were peacefully protesting there.
Yeah.
And they shot them.
So, that's what's going on in the world.
It's a crazy time right now.
Right.
Everything going on. I wish we could all get along, but, you know.
So do I. Remember, I'm into that.
Yeah, I love peace. I love, like, everyone getting along. Some stuff does need to change. Like,
right.
I do think some cops are bad. They have way, you know what I mean? Like, they have way too much authority and whatnot, but...
It's bad in anything.
It's bad in everything.
But, bad people in any color, whatever.
Yeah, and I know what you mean. It's like...
Doesn't matter what color you are. You could still be bad.
A bad person,
that's right. So...
I don't know. I'm trying to think. What else we can talk about? We ordered some stuff from maybe our future sponsor, hopefully.
Yeah, we're trying to get this one sponsor in. We're still waiting for stuff.
Their test kit stuff. So we'll put the video on that on YouTube.
You know what I seen the other day?
I don't know. What'd you see?
I seen a tractor trailer in Navajo, mm-hmm. and it's owned by a Navajo woman business. It's the first time I've ever seen a truck like that.
Navajo,
a trucking company.
A Navajo woman. Ah.
Yeah, trucking company. Yeah. That's the first time I've seen a truck like I like looking at the trucks as I'm going to work. You know, pass me and I work at a warehouse. So I see a lot. But this one I've seen on the road, I've never seen a truck from there before. I always look to see where they come from, Wisconsin mm-hmm. or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
So that was the first one I've ever seen like that. Yeah, I forget the name of the trucking company, but that was something different.
It was something different. I'm trying to think what else is going on this week. I know the YouTuber iDubbbz made a new video, a documentary on this guy. He used to be a really big YouTuber. And where he is now.
Where is he now?
Working as an ice cream man.
Oh, really?
He used to be in movies that you've seen. Like, you remember that movie The Watch with Vince Vaughn?
Yeah.
He was in that.
Why did he go back to doing that?
Do an ice cream shop? Like, he went traveling a lot afterwards. He was in 21 Jump Street, stuff like that. He went traveling a lot afterwards.
Right.
I guess he, like, decided, I don't really want to be an actor or whatever.
Oh, okay.
So he just decided to be... He's like, I hate working as an ice cream man. And I'm like, why do you do it? Because I need the money.
But I'm trying to get Jacob to travel around the United States when he graduates.
Well, I want to do that. I have the money
to
saved
up. To see where he wants to live in when he grows up.
Yeah.
If he ever grows up.
If I ever grow up, I'm playing like Funko Pop. That's my
it was funny,
plan.
Him and his friend were up at the cabin, and his friend's like...
More mature.
Yeah, more mature. That's okay. His dad's not too mature yet anyhow.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. You act just like me. You're my age.
But that's okay. It's always good to be young at heart.
Yeah, young at heart.
I goof around at, like, when I get off my... forklift, I always do the shuffle. I do stuff like that. I don't know. I'm a kid still at 59, so what can you do?
Yeah.
But that's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it
so,
is. I've been buying a lot of stuff, like a
junk.
Lot of junk that I don't need. I bought this book for this YouTuber
I used to
watch.
Oh, Psycho Kid.
Yeah, Psycho Kid book. Yeah, it was all right. I mean, it's different than what I expected it to be, but it was all right. I mean, it's not anything groundbreaking. Kind of regret buying it for $20. But...
Well, we applied. We were hoping we could get, who was it?
What?
Do our show with us.
What? Oh, Mr. Beast.
We Beast. We were trying to get him.
Right, we hope.
We hope we get him. But
not like we didn't apply to get him on the show because he was doing a thing on Twitter to help out small creators on YouTube. Right. And we're a really small creator. We only have 35 subscribers. That's it. And it's like the limit's underneath 100,000. So I was like, hey, like, you know, I told him our song and dance.
He's going to try to get us. What the deal was?
It's just, I'll bring it up on Twitter real quick.
Okay, go ahead.
Give me a second. It was like, you fill out a Google form, right?
Yeah, he was going to try to help people get.
It's more subscribers, more people following. Yeah. I still hope there's a chance of doing it.
That'd be great.
I hope. But that'd be awesome.
We'll see. We'll try our best. We'll do it ourselves if we have to. Yeah. We'll just keep on trucking along here.
Exactly. Mr. Beast right here.
JKT sometimes get depressed because
I know.
People.
I wish. But whatever. You know, it's fine.
Takes a long time, you know?
So, right here. Are you a YouTuber of under 100,000 subscribers that genuinely needs help? Fill out this form. I have a fun video coming up. I mean, last time I checked, he was still going through the... Still video. Looking through the submissions. Feel free to apply with this creator if you're picking up your content if you want. Need like one
That'd
or
be
two
cool
more.
If we would get to him.
Yeah, but the thing that sucks is he says he needs one or two more. And that was yesterday, I think. Or
did
two
he
days
send him one or two more?
No, he means like one or two more people. And that was on Monday or Tuesday.
Oh, okay. Well, so, you never know what could happen.
Yeah, I wish. Like That'd I be said, awesome. I love Mr. Beast.
We got pretty many hits on our YouTube one. Restaurant Junkies. I always want to say Junkyard Junkies.
I don't know why.
I was thinking that'd be a cool one. Junkyard Junkies going, get an old car and fixing it up.
Yeah.
From parts from the junkyard.
Yeah, I have money.
Well, I'm not that mechanically inclined. I probably could do it, but.
But.
I know I've been real tired since I can be coming home from work. I fall right to sleep for an hour.
Yeah, that's why we haven't
gotten
this barn room done.
So, I'm so tired. I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't know
I only
why
drive
either.
A forklift, so.
Yeah,
but, I don't know.
Yeah,
maybe I need vitamins or something. Something I need.
Yeah, I don't know what you need.
Maybe a shot in the butt with a needle or something.
Maybe, But as I said, we found a whole website dedicated to sponsoring, you know, finding sponsorships for creators and whatnot.
We never heard nothing from the beard company, huh?
The beard company never messed this back. But then again, I never got an email from them anyway, so I don't know if they even, you know. But
most of them, a lot of them, you need a lot of, like, people.
Like a lot of viewers and whatnot. Like, especially if you want to be a gaming, you know, one.
Right.
Which I understand, we don't do gaming.
So if you know anybody out there who wants us.
Sponsor us.
We would do it for free first so we get people, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't care, you know? Yeah,
it'd be awesome to
it'd
have
be
a.
Cool to do, you know?
A name behind us.
Yeah, so.
I don't even know what some of this stuff is. What's gamer goo? See, this one is gonna have at least 50,000 views and all this stuff.
Yeah,
we don't have that. We don't have that.
So maybe one day.
I'm sure one day we will.
Probably when I'm dead and gone.
No, it takes sometimes like it can take like 5 to whatever years to grow a YouTube channel.
Right.
Like.
And we're thinking about putting this on what Spotify now or whatever.
Not Spotify. Well, Spotify we already have it on there, but. Spotify does now video podcast, which I don't know how that works.
We're going to have to check it out.
We'll have to look into it.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how that works through here, so I'll let you know, but it's just nuts.
We'll
put a sponsor in, or?
Yeah, we'll put a sponsor in now, and it's from, who is it from? Anchor, that's
Anchor.
It. There you go. They're one of our sponsors, thank God. So.
All right, we'll see you at the sponsor.
Yep.
Bye-bye. And we're back. Now we're going to go into our main topic, which is
vacations.
Now, the best vacation.
I think everybody should take a vacation at least
one
week out of the
one
year.
One week out of the year, you think?
At least.
Oh, man,
if not more like we do. But
yeah.
I take off as much as I can from work.
Yeah, I know you do. You lazy bones.
Yeah. We usually go up to the cabin.
Yeah.
But
that's all.
Best vacation were you ever on?
I have two.
What, do you have two?
I have one with Ethan at the first time at the cabin where we went to, you know, Great Escape and stuff. That was pretty
fun.
Oh,
that's cool. That was fun.
That was fun. That and Florida. The last time we were at Florida.
Oh, really?
I miss Florida. I miss going to Florida like at least once every couple
of
years.
Yeah, that was cool. How about the time we went to Florida? And we bought tickets in that place on the highway.
Open this up.
And I'm trying to lie to the guy. We're trying to get in. What was your? Was that Universal?
Yeah.
They're asking us questions like, When did you buy these tickets?
I was like, today.
Yeah, I'm going, 5 days ago. You know,
right now. We just bought them today. Like, what are you?
And then they started asking him questions. He's scared because he was a little kid.
I didn't want to go to jail. I was scared of going to jail.
And they told us to take the tickets back and get our money back, which we did.
They should have gave us a free day in.
You should have just laid on the ground and started yelling, I want to go in. But maybe they will have to send.
Yeah, maybe.
We went down there before and I bought tickets at a flea market, remember?
Yeah.
Well, what they do is somebody buys a 5-day pass and they only use 1 or 2 days. They buy the tickets off of them and then they resell the tickets. So you have the other 3 days.
But now,
you got to take a fingerprint in and all that. So,
can I see your coffee? I'm like,
yeah. Now you can't do that anymore.
Yeah, I don't want to go to jail, so I told the sheriff.
Well, how
everything.
About this last vacation at the animal farm?
That was fun too. Shit. Okay, fine. I have three favorite vacations.
We went to the Adirondack Animal Farm.
Yeah.
And first I pull in. I don't know where I'm going. So I make a U.
He's ready to turn around.
I'm leaving. Go here. This is the way you go in. Here you drive through it, and it is really cool.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it's the in the world. Because you can buy feed, and the camels come, and they stick their heads right in the window.
Uh-huh.
And the one attacked my...
Ethan.
Yeah.
Yeah, he went
one came from behind, one came in the other way. I kept on rolling down the window on Ethan. And then I was poking out the window, and the ostriches would come up and peck at the window. Yeah. That was really cool.
And the deer would come... The deer were all, like, friendly. Usually deer are scared of people, I guess, but... These deers like came right to the car and started like you pet them and whatnot.
And they had these little pigs. Little baby pig. Yeah. But they're maybe I'd say that's about maybe 6 to 8 inches long.
Yeah, about.
Yeah, they were so small they must have been just born. Mm-hmm. But it was really cool. And you drove through it and there was pretty many people there.
Yeah, there was.
That was cool.
It was like what, $12 a person?
Yeah, $12 a person to go through. So if you ever get up there in that neck of the woods, it's by Amsterdam, New York. It's right outside of Amsterdam. That's the coolest thing ever. That's the neatest thing. By feed.
Yeah,
we've seen one camel with a little girl was hanging the
feed out,
and the camel came along and ripped the whole cup right out of their hand. So,
you know who it was? He picked up and hung it up.
I'm sure it was nobody. But that is really neat. And then we went up to Lake George, and last time we went up to Lake George, like, what was that, 2 weeks ago? Before the 4th of July, we went up, and the game rooms were open. And this time...
They weren't open.
Yeah, but the go-karts were open. Last time, the go-karts were closed. Yeah, so we drove go-karts.
They went
miniature golfing. So we had a good time anyhow. We had to do different things, but it was
fun.
The animal farm was worth that.
Mm-hmm.
Jacob wanted to go through again.
I would have paid. That was awesome. Would have saved money on Funko Pops.
We were laughing so hard. It was so funny. He was just scared the windshield was going to get broken.
Not windshield, though. Side window. He was not harassing. He's like, hey, can I take your eggs, ostrich? And the ostrich, I never think, he looked right at him and started coming towards the car.
Yeah.
And I was like, roll up
they
your
had
window.
Zebras. They had a giraffe. The giraffe looked like it was crying.
Yeah, it looked so sad.
Sad. Yeah.
It should be out with everybody else, but it's not in its own little cage. And that's why it's upset because no one else is with it.
Looked like his lip was quivering a little.
Like he was like upset.
Yeah.
He was starving.
But besides that, it was a neat time. So like I said, if you ever get up there, go through that.
Yeah,
that's
that was
neat.
Fun.
So let me see one of my vacations. Well, I went on a bad vacation once.
Oh, no.
Yeah, remember? Oh, you don't remember. But this is before your time. But I rented a houseboat in Canada. So we rented this houseboat. It was a big houseboat. And we went out, they showed you how to drive it, how to turn around. I remember we docked someplace, and these people couldn't get the boat off the dock. We had to help them. And so I told them, go and get food. The deal was I paid for all the houseboat and that.
They had
to buy the food. I took two other couples with us. One couple had two little girls, and it was this other couple, me and my girlfriend at the time. So we went. And they brought back hot dogs, and I go, I want steak, because they had a grill in the thing.
I want steak.
So I went and bought steaks for everybody, all that, so we have good food. So we went out, we fished and that. I remember the first night, we anchored, and I don't know how to swim, so it's totally dark at night out there on that lake. Mm-hmm. And I was asleep. I wake up. I thought we were crashing in the rocks or something. Yeah, it was weird, but we weren't, thank God. So, but then all of a sudden, the women started fighting.
Oh, no.
They can't be more than, like, they started arguing about who was going to take, who's going to cook, who, they argued about, I was ready to jump overboard and swim. No, I don't know how to swim and hop in my car and go home. That's how mad I was. But besides that, it was pretty neat. They had a sliding board off the back of the boat. It was pretty cool. But
all they got was hot dogs. And they
Why did you just
get hot dogs? I like hamburgers, steaks, whatever. They did whatever.
Yeah.
It was cheap. I tell you about hot dogs. That's cheap.
That's right. But yeah, so I got steaks for everybody.
Tim's gonna pay for the houseboat. Me and hot dogs is cheap.
Yeah. But like I said, it was a neat vacation. It was okay. After that, this is honest goodness truth, people. After we got home, I never seen those other couples ever again.
What? After you paid for a house?
I've never seen them ever again. And it's been like 50 years. No, 40 years.
Were you friends with them or were they?
Yeah.
Like best friends or just like friends?
No, friends. And she was best. She seen them, but I never seen them ever again.
Wow.
I even took a generator and a VCR so we could watch TV on the boat.
Yeah.
Because I knew the little girls were there, little kids, all that. You know what I mean? I try to make it as fun as possible, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But,
I miss going to Florida, though. I really do. I think we should plan on a vacation until this whole COVID's over.
Remember when we went on the... Were you with when we went on the...
The what?
That boat that goes in the water. What is it called? And you go and see the alligators and that?
Yes.
And it was weird because the cows were in the lake up to their neck eating seaweed. And there's these big, like, 15-foot alligators swimming around. Yeah. It was a weird situation.
I remember that. Yeah.
Remember that? And they had two planes flew
on the airboat?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
Oh, the airboat. That's what they are.
Yeah, airboat.
Yeah, the airboat. So that's something to do. Yeah. When we went to Florida, we just didn't stay. Like Disney or Universal, we always got a room outside. Of them. So we could go, like, there's a fun spot there with a three-story,
like,
a go-kart race. Yeah,
but
cool.
if you stay outside, like, around the area of Disneyland and Universal.
Yeah.
Right down the road from each other.
Yeah, not that far.
I remember we went about the Legoland the one year.
Legoland was cool.
That was cool.
We have to take little kids to go on any ride.
Yeah.
I miss going on that one roller
coaster. Oh, I still remember.
Yeah,
I still remember
that.
Just bring that up. You still have your chance. Take the grandkids.
Yeah. But that
I
want to
go on it.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm not doing it, Pop. And he's like, come on. You said every roller coaster. I'm like, no, not that one. I want any other one. That was
the coolest one, too.
Yeah.
That was okay.
I went on the scariest.
Legoland was cool.
The scariest one I thought was that dragon one. Remember where, like, it's a, you know, you hang down or whatever?
Down?
I forget. Shit, I don't remember. I think it was hang down.
Yeah, it could be. But yeah, that was Legoland was cool. But Universal, I think, is way better. We went to Disney the one year. It was so packed.
Yeah, I remember Disney.
Couldn't even
I like Universal anyway. I mean, I sure love Disney characters, and they had a new Star Wars thing, but I'm not going.
Remember, I like the Hulk in Universal, the roller coaster. It would go real slow, and all of a sudden, it would shoot you out of a tube. That was cool.
Yeah, but Disney is so overpriced.
Oh.
Like, I think it's probably the same price as Universal now.
No.
No, you don't think?
They were more expensive than Universal.
Were they?
Yeah.
I don't know. Oh, shit. Hold on. Sorry, the computer went off. It scared us for it. Gave us a little jump for a second.
Yeah. So,
Disney is more expensive, but I think Universal has more to offer anyway.
And we always drove down.
Yeah, I don't fly.
We never flew. We just drove and drove. 18 hours of driving to get there.
Yeah.
I would drive at night because I was always good at staying up all night. Yeah, I like Florida.
Yeah, I went
down about 15 times.
I miss going, but this COVID, we can't. I was on a plane. I wanted to plan a trip.
Oh, what did you say, Disney? Well, now you can't eat.
No, you can't eat while walking. Now it's open during the COVID. They were just
remember the big turkey legs we got down there
at Universal.
That Universal.
Those were good.
That was good. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not thinking about it. That was good. Those turkey legs were also good at the Renaissance Fair up in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, that's
because I went there because of my class trip in, like, I think it was eighth grade.
Oh,
my last trip anywhere for class.
Yeah, so. No, if you can get out, go somewhere, you know what I mean? Yeah, the shore's open a little bit. Just be careful.
Wear a mask.
Yeah, so just be careful. Well, they're saying, I don't know who to believe if it's a mask.
I think wear
a mask.
It
helps a little bit.
It helps to stop the spread somewhat.
But
don't stop. It doesn't lower it to 0%. It lowers it to like 3, I think.
1.5. Yeah.
But it's still a chance, you know? Like, but if you don't have a mask, it's like, what, 70 or 100?
Yeah, 70%.
Exactly.
If one person has a mask and one person doesn't, the person who has don't have corona, who has coronavirus don't have a mask on, you have a mask on, it's 70%.
Okay.
If it's the other way around, it's like 30%. But if you both have a mask, it's 1.5%. That's a big chart at work.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, be safe. I mean,
but you have to get out. You can't be cooped up in your house forever.
When you get out, so, be safe. Like, don't be dumb about it. Just be safe. Wear a mask. Listen to the rules.
Yeah, stay away.
Stay,
you know, from people.
6 feet apart, social distance, right. Stuff like that. Be as safe as possible.
So, like, Jacob's, JKT's sister is camping this whole week at the campground. So, but like I say, you can't be cooped up forever. And, take a vacation. You need to relax a little bit, you know? Everybody needs that, you know? So.
I don't know. A lot of people, a lot of the time, they go on vacation. And they don't, like, wear a mask.
Well, now.
Now.
Yeah.
Like, I people.
Maybe next year. They said they're going to have the thing done. We're talking about vacation. Now we're on the needle shot.
Oh,
they're supposed to have the shot by
the vaccine
by beginning of this year next year
hopefully.
So
that'd be awesome.
Hopefully so
I don't know. Disney I don't think Disney should be open right now. It's Universal ain't even open.
Oh, isn't it?
No.
Oh,
Disney's,
okay.
I think Disney's the only park in Florida open.
Well, you could go to Florida and do stuff. Probably.
Yeah,
I'm sure there's other stuff you could
do. Yeah, like it's not on a big as big as a scale as Disney,
but now Florida's really jacking up.
People are just telling like, it's closed. Why do I be open? You make tons of money anyway.
Yeah, but they always want to make more.
Exactly. They're a billion-dollar company.
I wonder if Sean's working down there, or is he laid off?
I don't know. I don't know Sean. Sammy knows Sean.
Oh, that's Sammy's friend. That's right. So, well.
I think that's it, honestly.
That's about it.
Yeah, that's all I got to say
that's
for
some
today.
Of our good vacations, our bad vacations. So,
yeah.
I guess there's nothing else to talk about. Okay, well, we'll hear from us next week on same time, Friday. And
watch us on Restaurant Junkies on YouTube.
Yeah, watch that. That's pretty cool. We're going to try to go somewhere else. Some places we can
say
twice.
You got to go somewhere else.
So,
if you want to message us on popsjktpodcast@gmail.com. If you want to follow us on Instagram, it's popsjktpodcastofficial. Wait, not official, but. Hold on, let me get my phone out.
Oh, he forgets.
I am forgetful about that.
Give us a call. Send us a message.
Our Instagram is PopsGTPodcast. Our Twitter is on PopsGTPod. Or just look up Pops and JKT Podcast.
And on YouTube, just look up our...
JKT.
No, YouTube one about
Restaurant Junkies.
Just put in Restaurant Junkies and it'll come up. So
I'll probably just change our YouTube channel name to Pops JKT because
everybody have a good week. Stay safe, have fun, take a vacation,
go somewhere.
So well, it's not like you're ready to fall asleep.
I am.
You sleep till noon every day.
No, I do not.
Oh,
I slept till
11 o'clock because I call you. That's right. Okay, so
Pops.
Have a good night, everybody, and we'll see. Hear from us next week.
You won't hear from Pops next week. I might beat him up.
So if we miss a week, that means we're on vacation.
Yeah,
man.
That's why we missed. I miss having 2 weeks out of this year now, maybe three at the most.
One week. That's all we missed.
Oh, because you made another a backup video. You're right.
That's right.
You're right.
I mean, 1 week we missed. So.
All right. No, it was two. I think it's one.
No,
was two.
One.
Okay.
You should get somebody to fill in for it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll look into it.
Okay. Have a good night, you guys, and have a good week.
All
bye-bye.
Right. Bye-bye.